Arizona News Radio. Republican Congressman David Schweikert, one of the no votes on the fiscal cliff issue because he says there weren't cuts.
This piece of legislation spends about, what is it, $330 billion new dollars.
Scottsdale police investigate a suspicious device found at a Chase bank.
The employees of the Chase bank came to work. One of them noticed an item taped to the back of the table in a vestibule area.
Opening statement to the murder trial of a woman that could face the death penalty.
32-year-old Jody Arias is accused of repeatedly stabbing boyfriend Travis Alexander in 2008 and shooting him as well. As prosecutor Juan Martinez puts it this morning in opening statements, she rewarded him for cutting his throat and knocked the blessings out of him by shooting him in the face.
Burglary suspect shot and killed by a homeowner in Phoenix.
He becomes in fear not only of his own life, but of course for the life of his wife and two children.
George Tanner, Arizona News Radio.
This check of your KFNX drive report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. You got an accident I-10 eastbound near 48th Street, Highway 143 exit. You got a collision in Phoenix, Indian School Road east of 43rd Avenue. And if you're in Scottsdale, watch out for a fender bender, Scottsdale Road north of Lone Mountain Road. New year, look good. Give your living room, bedroom, or kitchen a fresh makeover. 99 Cents Only Stores carries the latest trends and styles and decor for the entire home. Save more when you shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. Now let's have a check on your forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Under clear skies, our nighttime and overnight lows will remain very cold the rest of the week. Upper 30s here midtown, near 30 in our colder valley spots. Daytime highs tomorrow and Friday under sunny skies, low to mid 60s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently midtown, it's 62 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes of winter breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'm Dustin Kappa, and you're up to date.
Get out to Laughlin, the city that's yours for the taking. Raring to race down the river on jet skis? Looking for a fun place to shop? Ready to dance the night away to the best live bands? Put your stamp on Laughlin in whatever way you like. Our wonderful activities, great accommodations, and unbeatable prices will leave you feeling like you own the place. There's no better time to make Laughlin yours. Book now at visitlaughlin.com.
Your captain here on Flight 746 to Ecuador. A special welcome aboard to Emily Williams and her high school group, now departing on a life-changing volunteer trip. We want to thank you for fundraising to help others and then giving up your school break to help build a village school. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for an experience of a lifetime.
See how your donations can change the world. Join us on an international volunteer trip for teens, adults, schools, and families. Give. Go. We can change the world. Find out how at WeDay.org.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
My mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
This is Legalese.
Welcome to Legalese. This is your host, Jack Wilinchek. Unfortunately, Dennis Wilinchek couldn't make it here today. He is tied up in court, as usual. But his very capable son is handling the show today. And I think, you know, I'm the more appropriate host for today's show because I recently graduated law school, and we're honored to have here on the show today the dean of the ASU School of Law. So all of you out there who are applying to law school, this is your chance to call up and maybe get an extra good word put in for you. By the way, if you do want to call for today's show, you can call in toll-free 1-866-536-1100 or local 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And as I said before, I'm talking to Dean Doug Sylvester of the Arizona State University Law School. And welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
You know, I've seen you guys have got a lot of stuff going on in the news. But before I get into all the great new things that are happening at Arizona State University Law School, I do have to put out there as a disclaimer that I'm a graduate of a competitor of yours. And but being a lawyer and knowing justice and knowing how to be fair with the law and fair with everything else, I will try to be fair in my treatment of Arizona State University during this interview.
Well, I'm willing to be in the room with you, so we're off to a good start.
But yeah, let's get right into it. The big news with you guys, well, I think there's several big news. One of the things I've seen is that you're now offering a North American law degree, which is a new degree that will prepare students for not only American law, United States law, but also the law in Canada. So why don't you sell the audience on that a little bit?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty exciting development at the law school. We're pretty happy about it. And I'm a dual citizen, so I'll let people know that. I'm Canadian and an American citizen. I have degrees from Canada and the U.S., so I have some understanding of the differences between the countries.
I'll ask you, because I'm curious about that. I was going to ask you, what are the real differences, but I'm not going to...
We apologize more. That's one of them right off the bat.
You know, I know a little bit more about the law than that. I guess Canada, obviously, is a Commonwealth system, a little bit more akin to the old British system. But what are some of the big differences between your United States and Canada law?
Well, like anything, it is a common law system like the U.S., but it has its own traditions. It has its own changes. So if you think about how real estate law works in Canada, when you have a country the size of the U.S. right next door, they have some protective rules that – you know, you really have to know how real estate works in Canada. Intellectual property, when you have the U.S. right next door, it has some protective rules that are a little bit different than they would be in the U.S. So there's a lot of
– Well, what do you mean by that? You say they have some protective rules in terms of protecting them from what?
Just being swamped, frankly, by the U.S. So they have rules that will require Canadian inventorship as opposed to just U.S. only. So there can be some changes that way.
Oh, or like protection. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you practice in the U.S. and you think moving to Canada is just going to be exactly the same, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So we want to get people as prepared as possible for those changes.
Yeah. So it's called the North American Law Degree. The North American Law Degree will comprise a comprehensive curriculum in Canadian law, a three-year program that seeks to fulfill all substantive JD bar requirements of common law Canada and the U.S. In other words, you'll be able to practice in both Canada and the U.S. And the ability for third-year students to take the Arizona bar exam in their final semester and focus on the licensure process in Canada immediately after graduation. How does that work? Is there a national license in Canada?
So it's the same as the U.S. You'd have to seek you'd have to pass the bar in a specific province to be admitted to practice, but there is a certificate of qualification. So if you've been trained outside of Canada, you can seek this certificate of qualification that allows you to then sit for any of the bars in the provinces other than Quebec, which is a civil law, like Louisiana. It's a civil law jurisdiction.
That's fine. Never thought of that. Yeah, sure. They have the old French law there.
That's
in
right.
Quebec.
Yeah.
And also, is there something like that for America too, like a national? I don't imagine there is.
No, there really isn't. It's up to each individual jurisdiction, and most jurisdictions like Arizona make it very difficult for foreign-trained lawyers to be admitted here.
Yeah.
Canada actually has a shortage of lawyers, unlike the U.S., and a very small number of law schools. So there's a real need for foreign-trained lawyers to be able to return to Canada to practice. So they, in the last decade, have made it quite a bit easier to take a foreign degree and then seek the certificate of qualification, which then allows you to sit for the bar in any of the provinces.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that too some more as the show goes on. There's been a lot of talk about how difficult it is for lawyers to get jobs. I have the fortune of being able to work for people that I grew up knowing. You know, since my family are both my mother and my father are lawyers, but a lot of people do not have that luxury and are having a lot of trouble out there getting a job. We'll talk about that some more in the show, later on in the show. Clearly the more effort you put into law school, the better you do in law school, the better your chances are of getting a job. I think that goes without saying, doesn't it, Dean?
It does, but, you know, we make sure that every single student has a chance at a job, so.
That's good. All right. The other big news with the Arizona State University Law School is that they are moving downtown.
Yeah.
Have they already picked a building?
No, so we'll be building new, but we do have a location between 1st Street and 2nd Street and Polk and Taylor.
Okay.
It's the bright green parking lot if you're driving up 1st Street. It's the only bright green parking lot in downtown Phoenix, but right behind the Sheridan near the Cronkite School of Journalism and the School of Nursing.
Right.
So it's part of that ASU downtown campus.
That makes sense.
It'll be right in the center.
Yeah. Yeah, there's already a lot of ASU buildings down there. That makes a lot of sense. Moving downtown Phoenix. Arizona Board of Regents and City of Phoenix have taken steps to advance the relocation of the College of Law downtown Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, you guys aren't the first to do that. My alma mater has done that as well, which I think is just an absolutely brilliant idea to move downtown, which is where all the courthouses are. In fact, I live downtown. I live I'll be living just a couple blocks away from where you guys are relocating to.
We'll see you more often.
Yeah, everything's down there. I mean, I was just down there this morning for a hearing in the old Superior Courthouse. Yep. Got the old Superior Courthouse there, two new Superior Courthouses, federal courthouse, everything's down there. So that's a very, very smart move to be moving downtown.
Yeah, we agree.
See, the City of Phoenix will invest $12 million in the project, which will consist of a 250,000 to 300,000 square foot building. Yeah, you mentioned that's a brand new building. Mm-hmm. So I take it you'll have all the newest and best technology in there. And, you know, there's amazing things now that you can do with classrooms, especially, you know, for higher education. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of the newer classrooms have recorders, you know, in the rooms where I know that my school had that, recorders in the rooms where you can access, you know, any of the classes that, in case you miss a class, God forbid. Yeah. You can then access the audio for the class that you missed. You know, it's not like it was years and years ago. I mean, even I guess that's not just in higher education. That's in any education these days. Everybody's got a computer, and it's all pretty amazing high tech stuff.
Well, we wouldn't build a building if it wasn't going to take advantage of all these things. I mean, that's the building we're in was built in the late 60s.
Yeah.
So it was built for 90% men and no technology. So it's outlived some of its usefulness.
My mom went to Arizona State University way back when, and I know that building used to be used for something else. Well, I guess ASU is in several – the College of Law is in several buildings right now.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But I know that one up front, I was just there a couple weeks ago. It was originally for – I think it was for a religious school or something, wasn't it?
No. The building that we're in was built for the law school. It's always been the law school. Okay. There is a religious building across the street.
Oh, yeah.
But the building itself has always been the law school. And then it expanded and built a library about 20 years ago.
Right.
Almost 30 years ago now. Yeah. And so it's had to build over time. But you're right. We're in about five different buildings. We've got people downtown. We've got people
guys
all across
space.
Campus.
Yeah, I know that feeling. All right, we've got about a minute here before the break, but we're talking to Dean Douglas Sylvester of the Arizona State University College of Law. We're talking about the big new things that are happening with the law school. They are moving downtown, and also they're offering a new degree for people who want to practice in both the United States and Canada, basically a degree that will ensure that you can do both those things as soon as you graduate. So when we come back, we'll keep talking about Arizona State College of Law. And this is Jack Wilinchek on Legalese KFNX Independent Talk, 1100 FM. I'm sorry, AM. I apologize, 1100 AM.
For 2013, Laura Ingram in the morning, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The November-December issue of Arizona Sports and Lifestyle Magazine is now on newsstands and online. In this issue of Arizona Sports and Lifestyle Magazine, you'll find an action-packed feature on Patrick Peterson, the Cardinals' exciting cornerback and punt returner, as well as ASU freshman sensation DJ Foster, comedian Joe Coy, and an amazing holiday gift guide. AZ Sal covers it all, from sports and travel to music and dining, online at azsal.com and in print. Arizona Sports and Lifestyle Magazine, covering the game of life.
Friday, January 18th, join head coach Sean Miller and the nationally ranked U of A men's basketball team for the 26th annual Tip-Off Taste. Enjoy catered cuisine, a silent auction, and a chance to meet the team. Net proceeds will fund scholarships for the best and brightest Maricopa County High School seniors looking to attend the University of Arizona. Friday, January 18th, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Chase Field. Visit uatipofftaste.com. UATipoffTaste.com.
Dr. Carl Petrasso is a clinical psychologist and dream interpretation expert. For over 25 years, Dr. Carl has explained hundreds of dreams for celebrities, political figures, and people just like you. Dr. Carl is the author of the groundbreaking book, Dreaming for Success. The book tells you about the advice that is contained in your dreams and how that advice can change your life. To purchase the book, Dreaming for Success, or to schedule a consultation, visit drcarl.net. That's drcarl.net.
Hi friends, Scott Luther, the King of Gold and Silver. Join my protest against Wall Street and these big bankers who want to steal your hard-earned money.
Listen, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m., Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Ride the Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express to financial freedom by buying silver.
Just buy silver. Turn $5,000 into $25,000, $50,000 into $250,000.
Call 888-551-2646, 888-551-2646, or go to lrccoins.com.
As a student and teacher of dance for more than 20 years, Chad's mission is to create a rich learning environment for the advancement of an art that can transform people's lives. Visit dancewithchad.com today and choose the dance class that best suits your lifestyle. Email us today. That's chad@dancewithchad.com. If you have a desire to learn how to dance and have an open mind, Chad can teach anyone, anywhere, anytime. Log on today. That's dancewithchad.com.
Tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show, weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m., only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Wilencheck, and today we're talking about the prestigious Arizona State University College of Law. And we're honored to have on the show today the Dean of the College of Law, Doug Sylvester. And I think where I'd like to take the show is to ask you, Dean Sylvester, about what it was like when you first got out of law school. As I said before on the show, it's pretty tough out there for a lot of my classmates, a lot of people graduating law school to find a job. So what was it like when you graduated from law school?
Yeah, so I graduated about 20 years ago in 94 from a state law school like ASU, the University of Buffalo. And I did well in law school, but I graduated without a job. I actually, like many people today, are finding it that first few years was kind of difficult. It's one of the reasons I ended up taking another degree. I took an LLM, which is a master's of law from NYU. And I took a lot of jobs. I worked for a judge for a few years, and then I did some jobs teaching for a while and took out a lot of student loans to do it. And here I am 20 years out, and I'm still paying off those student loans. But, we were just talking off the air. It's a long career, right? It's not the first couple of years that make your whole life. It's a great career.
It's a great career. It's a very stable career.
Yeah. It has lots of opportunities if you make them.
Yep. No, it's a very, very stable career. I remember a police officer saying that to me one time about what a great stable career the police is, because people always breaking the law till the end of time. There's always going to be the law and there's always going to be lawbreakers.
Yeah.
So, being a lawyer is a very stable career. I absolutely encourage people to try to do it, to apply to law school if you've got nothing better to do, or if you've always dreamed about doing it and you've always wanted to do it, go ahead and do it. I got to say, I'm so proud to have got my law degree and to be a practicing lawyer. There's a lot of responsibility and just a lot of I want to say a lot of power that comes with it, with having your law license. There's a lot of good things that you can do for people.
People forget, one of the things that being a lawyer gives you is there's very few people in society where you get to advocate for somebody else. Somebody else has a problem. They become your problem. You then take that forward and you win the case for them. The vast majority of people, you're not allowed to do that because you don't have the training and the experience to be able to say, we trust that their problem is better in your hands than in their own. And so there's a lot of trust that goes into a lawyer to take on somebody's problem and take it out. And that's what I think this profession is really about.
No, that's absolutely true. And it's a certain familiarity with obviously with the courts, it's a certain power to use the courts. I mean, the courts can do incredible things for people. Which brings me to something I'd like to talk about with you real quick. I know that ASU does a lot of pro bono work. Personally, I love pro bono work, and that's, like I say, one of the things that I find very inspiring having my license, being able to just do powerfully good things for people for free. What are some of the things that ASU does pro bono?
Yeah, so ASU, we win national awards for the amount of pro bono work that our students do. I mean, our students are incredibly dedicated. I think as a state school in a city like Phoenix, we have unbelievable opportunities to do this. So they do about 100,000 hours a year. I mean, not each student, that would be a lot, but, you know, as a class. And if you just work that out, that's about a $10 million gift that our law school makes to the city of Phoenix and the Valley every single year in free legal services. And so we represent homeowners that are having difficulty paying their loans. We represent, indigent clients that are having trouble paying off their debts. We certainly represent, in some of our cases, criminal defendants, and we help the prosecutor's office. We're deeply involved in aiding members of the legislature, thinking about legislative issues. So when you think about ASU law students at every level of state government and at life, we help with taxes. We help people on trust and estates. We're there helping out people, putting their lives together. You were talking about, you know, using the courts, but so much of what a lawyer does isn't getting involved when there's problems. You know, we think about lawyers that way. It's fighting over some issue. A huge amount of what lawyers really do, and people forget this, is actually helping people plan their lives really early on and make sure that what they have, they get to keep. And it's only when things get really problematic that lawyers come in and they go to court and they handle that.
But
most of the time, what lawyers are here to do is to guide you through. You want to open a business? We're going to help you do that. You want to, and make sure you do it in a way that you get to keep it. You come up with an invention, we're going to help you protect it. You want to make sure your kids are going to get the money that you made in life. We're going to make sure that that happens, that other people don't get to get it from you. And that's what lawyers do. And I think, again, that level of trust is something we often forget.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I mean, I do a lot of litigation, so, of course, it's on my head, people fighting and yelling and screaming. But absolutely, there are a lot of good things the lawyers can do, even without all yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never really thought about it, but I would think that Arizona State University is probably one of the, like you said, it's got to be one of the biggest pro bono organizations in the city and in the state.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have clinics of all kinds. I know they have immigration clinics. Yep. I'm a little curious, if somebody wanted to find out what kind of services, what kind of pro bono services that the College of Law offers, is there an easy way to get a hold of that information?
Yeah, I think the easiest is our website, law.asu.edu. You'll see right on the front page a clinical program link. You go in there and you'll see the 12 to 15 clinical opportunities. These are all opportunities where if you have a problem and you can't afford to pay for a lawyer, this is a possibility that they can help you. We're limited in how much help we can do, but there's still quite a bit there that you can get.
Yeah. No, I think people should absolutely take advantage of that. Maybe I'm a little cynical, but, I used to, when I was really trying to save money, I used to go to the training, to the barbershop school to get my hair cut. So I don't want to say it's the same kind of thing. You know, you absolutely do get very, very talented help from, I don't want to say representation, very talented help from the pro bono clinics at a law school. But it's one of those things that people just, it's a little thing that very few people know about.
Yeah, and there's always an experienced attorney there as a faculty member or even as an experienced attorney in town who supervises the students, make sure that they're doing things right so that they're representing you in ways that do make sense.
Yeah, at the school I went to, I remember the clinics weren't even getting enough people coming in. So I think, yeah, if you have a legal need, it's definitely something that you should be looking into. Just to move the subject forward a little bit, let me get right to the question I know I've posed to you earlier in the show, and I'll ask it again, maybe a different way. How have you seen that the economic downturn has affected the pool of students coming in, or the way that the law school administers its programs, or the goals that the law school has? I know it's a very broad question, but maybe give a broad answer.
Yeah, no. Nationally speaking, there's no doubt the downturn of the last 3 or 4 years has been devastating for lawyers. And it comes at a time when we've almost doubled the size of law schools over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I think I agree with the critics that are basically saying we have too many lawyers graduating every year from law school. The problem is not, though, whether law school is, I think, a worthy proposition. We already talked about this career it can provide for you, the kind of training it does give you. And so I do think that there are choices you should make. I think we have too many law schools. We probably have too many lawyers graduating each year for what the economy can currently and perhaps in the next few years be able to uphold. But when you look at a place like ASU, I'm proud of what we've done. We've shrunk our class size. We have one of the best employment rates in the country. Phoenix has actually done quite well on employment. U of A and ASU, we both place very, very well. And so, you know, I think that we're being incredibly responsible to make sure that we only admit the students that we think we can provide employment for. That North American law degree is an example of that. One of the reasons why we're interested in that is one thing is it gives our graduates a little bit of a leg up on some others. If you're looking for jobs where you're currently not going to find people with that kind of dual expertise. But then the other piece is we're going to hopefully bring in Canadian students who want to now enroll here at ASU, and they're going to go back to Canada where employments are a little bit better than they are here. So you're not competing against your own graduates. So I think across the country, it's a real problem, but you have to look at each individual school and ask, are they doing what's necessary to try and get their students jobs? The other thing we just did that no other law school in the country has done is we hired a headhunter. We brought in somebody whose full-time job it is if you graduate from this law school and you don't have a job yet, you go and see this person, and she's going to help you find a job. We can't guarantee it, but we're paying for this person's salary in order to make sure that at every level we're trying to get you that first job, because we believe in every student who graduates from ASU that if you get that first job, you're going to show them how bright you are, how well-trained you are, and you're going to move forward in your career incredibly well.
Yeah, I will say that you guys are good about that. I know that at our firm we've spoken to your hiring office, and they're very, very responsive.
And we're really proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we just got about a little bit of time here before the break, but we're talking to Dean Doug Sylvester of the Arizona State University College of Law about what's new there at the College of Law. As we said earlier in the show, they now have a new degree for people who are looking to practice law, not only here in the United States, but in Canada, where, as the dean just mentioned, they do have jobs for lawyers. So if you're not thinking about practicing law in Canada, but you are thinking about practicing law, it might be time to start thinking about it. So we're going to go ahead and take our half-hour break here. This is Jack Wilencheck on Legalese, KFNX 1100 AM.
Coverage you can count on around the clock. News, Jim Howell on weather, and the KFNX traffic team. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Stocks showed huge gains on Wall Street and around the world today after Congress passed a budget deal to avert the fiscal cliff. The Dow jumped 308 points, the biggest gain since December 2011. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and New York Congressman Peter King both had harsh words for the House Speaker today. NBC's Mike Vaccaro reports that John Boehner now says he will put an aid package for Superstorm Sandy victims on the floor by the middle of this month.
Late today, John Boehner met with some of those very angry Republicans. Peter King was one, a representative of New York, called it an absolute disgrace and a knife in the back. After the meeting, they were somewhat mollified. Speaker's going to put $9 billion of that in flood insurance on the floor on Friday and the other part of it sometime later this month. However, the new Congress means they've got to start from scratch the whole process over again.
A group of armed robbers made off with more than $1 million worth of devices from an Apple store in Paris, while authorities were busy keeping an eye on areas popular with New Year's revelers. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio. Republican Congressman David Schweikert, one of the no votes on the fiscal cliff issue because he says there weren't cuts.
This piece of legislation spends about, what is it, $330 billion new dollars.
Scottsdale police investigate a suspicious device found at a Chase bank.
The employees of the Chase bank came to work. One of them noticed an item taped to the back of the table in a vestibule area.
Opening statement to the murder trial of a woman that could face the death penalty.
32-year-old Jody Arias is accused of repeatedly stabbing boyfriend Travis Alexander in 2008 and shooting him as well. As prosecutor Juan Martinez puts it this morning in opening statements, she rewarded him for cutting his throat and knocked the blessings out of him by shooting him in the face.
Burglary suspect shot and killed by a homeowner in Phoenix.
He becomes in fear not only of his own life, but of course for the life of his wife and two children.
George Tanner, Arizona News Radio.
This check of your KFNX traffic report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. In Phoenix, we've got an accident at Indian School Road, east of 43rd Avenue. Watch out, you're in Scottsdale. We got a collision 90th Street at Shea Boulevard. Also, we got a accident involving a bike, Hayden Road at McCormick Parkway. And then also, Phoenix got a fender bender Van Buren Street at 5th Street. Stay warm this winter with Posey Fleece scarves, gloves, and hats, all for 99.99 cents each. Browse through their collection of warm winter fashions and save a bundle at 99 Cents Stores first. Now let's have a check on your forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Under clear skies, our nighttime and overnight lows will remain very cold the rest of the week. Upper 30s here midtown, near 30 in our colder valley spots. Daytime highs tomorrow and Friday under sunny skies, low to mid 60s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently in midtown, it's 62 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Dustin Kappan. You're up to date.
In our busy, fast-paced world, making financial decisions is becoming a more and more complex process. That's why Sonoran Ridge Wealth Management, an office of MetLife, offers a suite of services that can provide you with simple yet sophisticated solutions. With over 30 years of experience, our suite of services ranges from life insurance to estate planning strategies, investments and retirement planning, and planning for small business owners. Taking the next step towards your financial goals has never been easier. To schedule your complimentary consultation, call 480-222-0064 or visit our website, sonoran-ridge.com. Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, MLIC, New York, New York, 10166. Securities products offered by MetLife Securities, Inc., MSI, member FINRA, SIPC, MLIC, and MSI are MetLife companies. To schedule your complimentary consultation, call Sonoran Ridge Wealth Management today at 480-222-0064. That's 480-222-0064.
Business owners, Max Merchants is Arizona's premier credit card processing provider. Whether you are a retail, mail order, internet, or telephone-based business, Max Merchants can reduce your credit card processing fees without compromising service. 24/7 USA-based customer service and tech support. Find out why 50,000 business owners have stayed loyal to Max Merchants for over a decade for their payment processing services. Call 480-718-5296. That's 480-718-5296.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber. If you've been listening to America's Wealth Management Show, you know about the importance of finding all of your options when it comes to taking Social Security. You also know the total amount of money at risk between the worst and the best time to begin taking Social Security could be over $100,000. To find out how much Social Security you could get, go to SocialSecurityPhoenix.com. That's SocialSecurityPhoenix.com. Then tune into America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 2. Join us and learn about important retirement topics.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to the show. This is Jack Wilnchek and Legalese. And we've been talking about Arizona State College of Law, or the School of Law. And we have on the show today the Dean of the College of Law, Dean Doug Sylvester. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
You know, I was just there a couple weeks ago for the first time in a long time to see Justice Ann Timmer do her investiture. In other words, she was officially made a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
Right there at the Arizona State College of Law. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I mean, you know, to see – they were basically holding an actual court session in the Arizona State University – you know, court in Arizona State University building. And I'm kind of curious to know how often that happens. I'll say real quick, I know that it does happen somewhat often. I remember years ago, the Ninth Circuit held a special session there. I remember going to see Sandra Day O'Connor sitting there. So, yeah, how often does that happen?
Yeah, we try and make it happen as much as possible. Yeah. We want our students to be as exposed as possible to judicial proceedings. So we try and hold two or three, sometimes even more a year, where we'll hold the Arizona Supreme Court, maybe some of the appellate divisions, maybe it's bankruptcy court. And then obviously the Ninth Circuit comes just about every single year. So we try and hold a number of live. We have the big courtroom in the building.
Right.
And we'll certainly put that in the new building downtown as well
right.
to try and host as many of these opportunities to get our students seeing the administration of justice in action. We think it's an amazing experience. And then the investiture of Justice Timmer, our graduate, by the way,
right.
very proud of her
yeah.
and of all of our grads. And so, you know, we offered to host that for her, and we do things like that. We'll do some swearing-ins and other kinds of opportunities for our graduates and for the citizens of Arizona.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice venue, probably nicer than a regular courtroom. You know, you've got the
Well, certainly bigger.
certainly bigger. Yeah, nice stadium seating, and it was a real pleasure. I have kind of a nagging question. I mean, those of you in the listening audience who may be thinking about, learning more about the law than you might learn from our show, and are thinking about getting their degree in law. There's the JD, which is the basic legal degree, Juris Doctorate, and in most states, is it all states now? You have to have a JD in order to get your bar license. I think it is all states.
There are still very rare occasions. There's some states that will allow actually apprenticeships and experience.
Really?
Yeah, there's very few of them left, but there are opportunities for it to occur.
Yeah. So that's the basic degree, is the JD. And then beyond that, as we mentioned earlier in the show, there are advanced degrees in law. There's such a thing as a master's of law.
Yes.
And these are programs that the Arizona State College of Law does offer.
Yes.
Are there different kinds of master's of law? Or I know you mentioned, you may have said it to me off the air, you yourself have a master's of law in kind of like a general education master's of law.
Yeah, from New York University. Yeah.
Right. By the way, that was my undergrad alma mater. So
it's a great place to live.
Yeah. Expensive, but
yeah, I like Phoenix more.
Yeah, I do too. I like the weather here a lot more. That's
absolutely.
For sure. What other kinds of masters of law are there? What specialties?
So ASU, the San Diego County College of Law, we offer not only masters of laws for people who already have the JD, which is, as you know, a graduate degree after you've done your bachelor's, and we offer them in some specific areas in genomics and biotechnology. We're the only law school in the country that does that. We have an incredible Center for Law, Science, and Innovation. We have one in federal Indian law. And again, we're probably the leading law school in the country on Indian law. And so it's becoming a really big area, economic development. We've actually just hired another faculty member in it as well. So it's, a big commitment of this law school. So you can come and get advanced knowledge in that area. But we also have a customizable LLM, which is whatever you want to do. If you want to come in and you want to do employment law, you can come in and design your own degree that'll give you expertise in employment law, or design your own expertise in international law and international trade, or guess what? Canadian law is one that will probably be offered as well. You can come in and either customize a degree in Canadian law that'll give you that leg up to go and practice law in Canada after you've gotten the JD, or just come in and dabble, do legal history, do whatever you want to do. We also offer a degree for people who don't even have the JD, people who just want to get some experience in law and learn a little bit more about the law but don't want to become lawyers. And so we offer a one-year Master's of Legal Studies where you can come in and, we offer it. Again, let's say you're in a human resources department
and you
really want to know more about discrimination law and employment law. Huh. You can come and take it part-time or take it full-time and graduate with a Master's of Legal Studies that'll really give you that leg up on securities law, business law, employment law, whatever it is that you're – business is about. Or let's say you want to open up a business and you want to be an inventor. You want to know more about intellectual property, but you don't want to be a lawyer.
Right.
Come on in and spend a year and learn all about that. So yeah, we offer a lot of those opportunities.
No, it's a real interesting idea. Just you said just one year program.
Yeah.
Just to learn more about
it. You can do
it
part-time, so you can do 2 or 3 years, but it's a year's worth of study.
Right.
And then graduate with a master's degree and all of this information. You're there taking law classes and you're really learning what it's like to be part of a law school.
And if, God forbid, you're crazy like the rest of us and you want to go on and become a full-fledged lawyer, you can do that too.
You can, yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably another good point to make too about getting a JD, getting a law degree. You don't necessarily have to become a lawyer.
That's right.
There's just a million different areas you can go into where it's very useful to have a legal background. But you don't necessarily have to be in and out of court all day or even doing anything, that requires a legal license. It's a very good background to have for a lot of professions. Let me just ask you one more question on that. Is there such a thing as a PhD for law?
We don't offer one. It's very rare.
Yeah.
It's actually called the JSD.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, they do offer them. It's almost exclusively for people who want to be academics in law.
Right.
What you do see is people who have foreign law degrees come in and often do an LLM and then do, it's called the JSD again afterwards. And so they're usually looking to take their degree back to wherever they came from or, again, to break into academia.
Yeah.
But it's pretty rare.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's certain LLMs that are very popular. Maybe it's a reflection of just how complex certain areas of the law can be. For example, you know, taxation, it's very popular to get an LLM in taxation or intellectual property, which I know you have a lot of background in. I think they're just those tend to be very technical. At least to me, you know, dealing with just general litigation, those tend to be some very technical areas of law.
And if you do the master's in them, it really is to give you that advanced knowledge beyond what you would have had in the JD to really make you specialized in those areas.
Yeah. All right. So as we discussed earlier in the show, ASU will be moving downtown. When is the move projected to happen?
The move's projected to happen in 2016. So it'll take us about a year to get the planning done and break ground on the building. And then,
that's right. You got
to
build a building first.
Yeah,
sure.
And that'll take about 18 months to get it ready and then get us moved in for 2016.
Yeah. No, that's big news. How long has the College of Law been down there in Tempe?
Been there since 67. Actually, maybe since 66. I'm sure somebody on the faculty is going to be upset at me for getting that year wrong. But the building has been there since 67, 68.
And
as I said, it sort of outlived its usefulness. And the law school was designed to be really one of the smallest. We're still a pretty small law school. But it was designed for, again, a much smaller group of faculty, a much smaller group of students. And as every one of our female students will tell you, almost all men. So there's just nowhere near enough women's bathrooms, and we need to fix things like that.
Right.
So we'll get that fixed in the building.
No, you know, it's funny you mention that. More to think about it. I work for a lawyer in town here who tells me he was in one of the first graduating classes at the Arizona State College of Law. It must have been around 67.
The first class, I think, was 71. So he may have joined.
He said he was unaccredited when he graduated. Yeah,
okay.
So that must have been that way back when.
That's possible, yeah.
That's funny. And, my mom says my mom attended Arizona State College of Law in the 70s, late 70s. And, she says she had that same complaint. There were too many men there before she got there.
Yeah.
All right. We've got about a minute before we go to the break here. But I'm talking to Dean Doug Sylvester from the Arizona State College of Law. A lot of big news going on with the College of Law. They have a new program for people who are interested in getting a license to practice law in both the United States and Canada. I take it that's probably not going to be very popular with the schools up in Canada. They're probably going to view you guys a little bit of competition, but hey, that's what we're all about here in America is competing.
Yeah.
Also, as I just said, the college is moving downtown into downtown Phoenix in 2016. All right, we're going to take a break. This is Jack Wilencheck and Legalese Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Listen to All Things Firearms, Kate Krueger's Talking Guns, at noon every Sunday, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, friends. Scott Luther, the king of gold and silver. Join the protest against Wall Street. Buy silver. Why? Silver and long-term will outperform gold 3-1. The world's best experts on our roundtable panel, Mike Maloney, invests 90% of his net worth into silver.
I'm a precious metals investor. My only investment is gold and silver. I'm fully diversified. I've got both gold and silver. Mostly silver. About 90% of the cash that I have, I buy silver.
Mahoney predicts silver to hit $1,500 in the long term and over $100 by the year's end. Call me and lock in this non-confiscatable silver at only 1% over dealer's cost. Call before the silver supply is gone. 1-888-551-2646. I pay for shipping. Hurry. Turn $10,000 into $50,000. $50,000 into $250,000. 888-551-2646. Hi-ho, silver away.
It's not clean until it's Swede Clean. Because at Swede Clean, we do more than just keep carpet, tile, and upholstery clean since 1990. SwedeClean.com is also the place where you can enjoy clean, fun, live stand-up comedy. Once a month, you'll find us at Les Chalets in Glendale and Say Bye Modern Thai in Phoenix. text CLEANCC to 90210 for updates and special offers. Again, text CLEANCC to 90210 for info about Swede Clean's special offers. Are you tired of stock market losses? Do you want a guaranteed retirement savings plan? Then tune in to the Ask Mr. Annuity Show, Saturday at 3 p.m. Write it down. Ask Mr. Annuity, Saturday at 3 p.m. Protect your money. Be safe. AskMrAnnuity.com.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Legalese. This is Jack Wilinchek. And we've been talking about the Arizona State College of Law and some of the exciting new things that are happening there. And we have on the show today as a guest Doug Dean Sylvester, who's the Dean of the College of Law. Welcome back to the show, Doug.
Thanks so much.
And, you know, I'm going to ask you a cheesy softball question because I want to. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for young people considering a career in law at this time? As we talked about earlier in the show, you know, it's kind of a tough economy. What advice do you have for young people?
Yeah, I think the first thing people need to understand is I'm not even sure people get these references anymore, but the L.A. law idea of being a lawyer is not, I think, really what it is for most people. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme,
right.
But it is, as you already mentioned, it's a long career. It's a stable career. It's a career that lets you be your own boss, and, you know, that's a great opportunity. So
that's,
I think,
right. Yeah.
It's still something worth considering, but I really do think that what people should think about is law school has become – and all of higher education has become an expensive proposition. Mm-hmm. I think, again, ASU is really one of the best bargains in the country. Our tuition remains about as low as anybody else in the country. And so we're proud of that. We work hard to keep costs down. But you really need to be thinking about the debt that you'll take on. So looking for schools that have the lowest amount of tuition is something really important to try and keep your debt as low as you can, keep your options open when you graduate. The other advice I give is, and you're learning this too, Jack, is that it's not the easiest profession in the world. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get into law school. Law school itself is a real commitment.
Yep.
And then this is, again, it's a long career, but it's a career you commit yourself to. You spend the first 5 years after you graduate from law school learning really how to be a lawyer. You know, what we do in law school is we make you think about stuff in a really broad context. You see where the law might be going, and you can anticipate things that don't, you know, happen every day. And teach you to sort of really have a broad mind about law. But when you get out there, a lot of it is, you know, filing stuff in court, figuring out where the courthouse is, which we don't teach.
Right.
And so you spend a lot of time, really commit yourself those first few years learning the practice of law. And then after that, it's telling people, it's selling yourself.
Yeah.
And it is. And I think people forget this, that so much of being a lawyer, once you learn how to be a lawyer, is selling yourself, showing people that there's real value in you hiring me, that when you want to make sure, as we talked about, that your house is your house, the law is what does that, that you don't lose it. You know, if you've got a client, you know, we were talking off air where somebody's trying to take their land away from them. You know, one is, how do I even go about keeping that for them? And two, when it's a really odd case, how do I think about how to strategize to get to the end? So, law is a commitment. It's really thinking about it. But, you know, I still think it's a career absolutely worth pursuing.
You touched on some very good points there. I couldn't agree with you more. If those of you out there in the audience who are thinking about going to law school, you have to be in it to win it. I mean, you have to be in there, and you got to stick with it because it does. It gets tough. It gets real tough, and both financially and just in terms of the work you got to do to do it. But the rewards are, you know, once you get out there, they're incredible. It's just such a respected profession. It's such a wonderful thing to be a lawyer.
Has a lot of jokes about it, but it's still a respected profession.
In spite of
all
the jokes,
yeah.
Which need not be repeated. It really is. It's a wonderful career, and of course, you know, I'll be the first to say this. You know, going through law school, I always had the feeling like, well, gee, how practical is all this stuff? But you know what? That's what law school is for. Is teaching you, in a way, it's really teaching you what's not practical. It's about teaching all the abstract, extraordinary stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen to you when you get out there and start practicing, so that when it does happen to you, you're prepared for it and you know how to deal with it. I mean, I was just telling you off the air, and you know, I don't mind talking about the case on the air. It was in the news, you know, months ago. I had a case where about a family that had been on a piece of land for 100 years when the state sued them and told them, hey look, you guys never owned this land. This has belonged to the state for over 100 years. You know, that those cases are out there, and when they come up, you got to be prepared for them. And that's what law school does for you, prepares you to deal with those extraordinary kind of cases.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fact is the basics of being a lawyer, you know, technically are things that most people are equipped to do, you know, to argue what you believe in. But what law school prepares you to do is to deal with, like I say, the very difficult arguments that you'll have to make as a lawyer. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it's true for any profession. You know, that's what school does for you. You know, it's critical. And going to a good school and obviously an affordable school is incredibly important. And we may as well touch on that real quick. What is the tuition at Arizona State College of Law these days?
Yeah, it's 26,000 in state and 40,000 for out of state. So it's gone up a lot. And I'm sure there's people out in the audience who, like your mother, go, wow, we had no idea.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a challenge for us. But again, we've not asked for a tuition increase this year. I'm not sure very many schools can say that. When you look at what average tuition is in law school now, it's up in the 40s. So, you know, we're really proud of both the university's commitment and the state's commitment to keeping tuition as low as possible. But it is still a real commitment now for people to go to law school. So they need to be thinking about that. I mean, the other part about law school that does matter, it's not every part of life, is, you know, it's where you go. You have networks. You have alumni. So a place like ASU, I mean, no place has risen farther or faster in the rankings than our law school has. You know, we're now one of the best law schools in the country. I think we always were, but we're becoming recognized as it. And we have a great alumni network. The University of Arizona has a great alumni network here in town. We work together on a lot of different things. And so it's just, you know, there are opportunities around the nation. But if you want to practice law, Phoenix and these two state law schools and our other law schools in town, you know, they're just great places to start.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's absolutely right. And as you mentioned, you know, very affordable too. Not easy to get into, but that's a good thing. I know you mentioned earlier in the show that you're trying to do people a service, really. I mean, you know, they got to be committed to go to law school. They got to be ready for it. You know, this is not something you're going to do twice. You got to be ready to make that commitment.
Now, when you want people to know that, you know, every student who enrolls at ASU is really one of the top 10 or 15% of all law school applicants in the country. And so if they graduate from ASU, this is a place that you want to go. You know, all law schools do a great job, though, I think, of getting people ready to go and practice. So there's just differences between them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm proud of law schools and I'm proud of what we're doing. I just, you know, I think that we do a lot of things well at ASU.
Absolutely.
It's the reason I became dean. I like the place.
I would hope so. Well, let me ask you this. With the time we got left here, what are some of the biggest challenges facing the Arizona State University College of Law at this time?
Yeah. I'm really proud of the things we're doing. We try and innovate and do new things all the time. But, you know, the biggest challenges we have are connecting with our alumni. I think this law school has probably not done as great a job as it could of connecting with people who graduated, like your mother, a few years ago. And so we really do need the support of our alumni, either to hire our graduates or to come back and recognize just how expensive the place has become, try and provide scholarship supports. I think the biggest challenge for us is, as a public law school that's always been dedicated to the highest levels of education and service, we want our graduates to have the ability to choose whatever law we inspire them to want to do. And when they graduate with too much debt, then we're concerned that they'll only take jobs that can pay back their debt. And we think that's not best for the state or society. And so whatever we can do to try and lower that tuition. Again, you take a look at our tuition compared to almost anybody else in the country. University of Arizona is the same. Really low. Really working hard. Keeping costs down. Trying to provide the absolute best value in the country that we can. But it's still expensive. And so scholarships is what we're really working on. And, you know, we had a big matching program. You know, give a dollar and we'll match it up to $1 million. We raised that million. I think we got there this year. And all of that goes to student scholarships. You know, we're not buying me a new car. We're trying to make sure that
students
are
getting.
Yeah, I saw
the car driving outside.
Nobody
bought you that thing.
I got to do better than that.
All right. Well, you know, as we've talked about the show, there's big news with ASU. I think probably the biggest news is that they're moving downtown. You know, they've been in Tempe now for over 40 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the new amenities, I guess, that the new building downtown will have?
women's bathrooms. I've touched on that. as much space Good. As we need. So I'd like to bring all of our students and all of our faculty and all of our administration into one single building. The other big piece of this building, though, is it's meant to be more than the law school. It's going to be larger than the law school. It's going to be a center for law and society. And so one of the things that we think the city of Phoenix and the state of Arizona really needs is a meeting place, whereas the legal issues of the day arise, come to this place where we can bring legislators, you can bring advocates, lawyers, citizens to discuss these issues. And we think this is something unique in the country, that you're going to have not just a law school in a building, but a place, a forum, where all of the major issues of immigration, business, economic development, we want to be the place where people can come together and talk about these issues and actually make a real difference.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think we've got just a couple minutes here before we got to close out the show. But I think that's a good note to close on is that, frankly, law school has a lot more importance than people might think. As I mentioned earlier, there's actual courts that hold sessions there. It has a very real importance as a very real forum. But even beyond that, it's just what you said. It's a place where new ideas are born, where the state's future politicians, its future legislators are trained.
Leaders of Arizona.
Leaders of Arizona, yeah. All right, I want to thank my guest today, Dean Doug Sylvester from the Arizona State College of Law. And if people want to get a hold of the Arizona State University College of Law, not too hard, right? You want to throw out the website?
You can find us on the web real easy, law.asu.edu. You can email us, call us anytime. Love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Jack. It was my pleasure.
This is Jack Wilenchek, KFNX 1100 Independent Talk.
Tuesday night to The Cave Show from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your best in local and national sports talk. For more information and our guest list, go to thesportscave.com and cave is always with the K.
If you missed the Mike Huckabee Show, you missed...
This looks like the kind of film that was put together on a home video camera. Apparently a pathetically produced piece of a film being used as the basis for these murderous attacks and the storming of embassies in Cairo, as well as in Libya, and now in Yemen and Tunisia. But if you really believe that this is all that crazy offensive and is worthy of killing people, more people have seen home movies of me than have apparently seen this film.
Mike Huckabee, middays 1 to 3.
Tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m. only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Cave Creek, Phoenix.